News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There were 884 alleged abusers in schools in 42 different religious orders who currently or previously ran schools in Ireland. These are the harrowing figures released in a scoping inquiry report into cases of sexual abuse at several schools run by religious. One in four provides services to adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse and consulted with the Department of Education on this inquiry. And their CEO, Deirdre Kenny, joins us this morning. Deirdre, firstly, your reaction to, I suppose, the scale and sort of some of the stark testimony that is contained in this report. And for those who have small ears out there listening this morning, there may be some distressing content coming up now.
Well, we welcome the report, and I think it presents a deeply troubling account of the widespread sexual abuse and physical abuse in the schools. And it exposes a systemic culture of abuse and silence where the authority figures often normalised or ignored the abuse. And I think the survivor testimonies in the report paint a really vivid picture of the far-reaching and long-lasting impacts on their lives. So it's a very difficult time for the survivors who took part and for the survivors who out there maybe who haven't come forward already in terms of the coverage on this issue. So our concerns are with them.
Yeah, and I have no doubt this is very triggering for people listening this morning. Some things that are jumping out at me in things that we're seeing, for example, the Brothers of Charity, they had only three schools in the country, 294 allegations out of three schools and 97 alleged abusers. The words complicity, the words cover-up, the words collusion have been used by many of the survivors. They believe that people knew that this was what might be referred to as an open secret. When you see that scale, 97 alleged abusers in just three schools, an average of over 30 abusers per school, it's hard not to think that that is the case, I would imagine.
Yes, and the survivors will have spoken to the scoping inquiry as individuals, and there are countless themes that run through all those accounts, and a running theme really is that people knew and did nothing, or the authorities knew and did nothing. And I guess the figures are staggering, but I think it's important to remember behind each one of those figures is a life impacted. Yeah. And we know from the CSO and our own work that this matter is underreported, and especially when it comes to men. So the true figure is probably much, much greater. And there are many more lives impacted than
Deirdre, the fallout, I mean, the line that has jumped out at me is their childhood ended when the abuse started. I have no doubt that that is true. And many of them tell lives just simply blighted by this abuse, an inability to form relationships, an inability to even go into a church, even for a family occasion like a wedding or a funeral or those types of things. Histories of depression, histories of self-harm, histories of addiction. There is a lifetime fallout for these children who are, of course, now adults. You're dealing with that. What are you seeing?
Again, every time, you know, these issues come to the fore, people reach out for support, and isolation, I think, is a core part of the experience of childhood sexual abuse. So when people can identify with stories like the Black Rock Boys, people feel that there is a space for them to be heard and be believed. So, yes, people do reach out to services like 1 in 4 and others, and often are disclosing for the first time, which is enormously painful and very upsetting. So even last night, you know, we had calls from people who had never spoken. And I think when you can see in the scoping inquiry, there are lots of schools and I think people are looking for their own school and finding it hard to comprehend that something like that could have happened in their school. But I think the disbelief that we have sometimes comes from a place of not wanting to believe that these things could have happened. So, you know, it's enormously upsetting. Yeah. And I think we need to be open-minded and compassionate. And hopefully people can buy
this. I actually spoke to one friend earlier this morning who said that his school was on the list and he hadn't seen anything, he hadn't been aware of anything, he hadn't known anything. But I suppose that is the nature of this. Some schools, it was individual, often boys, more so boys than girls, targeted and just horrific. What, in your view, and I know you work with people who are survivors of this, what needs to happen?
Well, it's clear from the report that survivors need accountability and transparency. They also need to be provided with skills support. And, you know, the government have approved a commission to inquire. And I think that's so important. Again, the survivors point to it in the report, that that's a non-adversarial process. And the other part, I suppose, that needs to be further explored is a redress scheme.
Yeah.
And, you know, compensation will never really address.
It won't give people back their lives. It won't do that.
No, absolutely not. But I think it's important that it goes some way, I suppose, to acknowledging the harm that was caused, and in some cases provide a very practical support for individuals whose lives have been impacted. So I suppose we'd be really urging the government to prioritise the development of that a fair and accessible redress process, because in the past I think we haven't always done that, and it's important to get that right.
We would hope that the religious will this time engage with redress and engage with reparations in a way that perhaps hasn't happened up until now. That is CEO of 1 in 4, Deirdre Kenny. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you have been affected by what you have heard this morning on the show, and if you have, I sincerely apologise. I know this is very difficult for a lot of people listening this morning, but you can contact 1 in 4 by calling 01662 4070, or by going to www.1in4.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
.ie.